Hello everyone, thank you for attending this session. This will be a bit interactive and very useful for anyone who is working on containers, regardless Docker or some other sources available. So I will get started. Very short intro about me. My name is Usman. I work at Grafana Lab in the DevRel team. I'm actually working very closely with the open source community on Grafana or other areas on GitHub or Slack, and yeah, I do a lot of open source stuff, so you can find more about me also if you scan this QR code or so. And yeah, I'm actually a Linux user, and while working with the communities for Grafana and Docker, I learn a lot of things, and I'm just going to explain one topic which I really So why we are today, so let's go a little bit back in the history. So back in the days, we have like this simple architecture of application, like you have one server and everything is there and people used to access through it. We have devices like laptop, PC, and then smartphone. And for you or the customer or the client, you name it, like it works fine, and they were happy, and everyone was happy, and they're like, can go home and relax, right? But then there were problems, and they identified that they need a better solution, because putting everything on a single place is not good and high on resources as well. Like back in the days, we used virtual machine. So the evolution of containerization started, and Docker was the pioneer for this, and they solved this problem. Like if you have multiple services running, you can use like Docker or Docker Compose, Docker Run or Docker Compose to do this kind of stuff. And they are all isolated, but you can still make your web application up and running without having too much problems. And then this microservices application ideology also follows in Kubernetes as well, because deep down, like Kubernetes is a big thing, but deep down there is the part of containerization. So you have to use like a container-based image, and the concepts also flow there. So then the question is like, how do you observe your applications today, right? So you say like, hey, I'm using Docker in my organization. Me and my team, we are happy. We have four applications replicas. They are up and running, and then if something goes bad or the service is degraded, it's broken but it's active, so it's degraded, then what you do, or how you know if things was wrong, you say, okay, application four is not working. Why not spin up more applications, right? That will solve the problem. Yes, it will, but are you still having the complete view? Maybe not, right? Those applications will also fall at some time, and you are like, what should we do? How do we find this problem? Because then the thing get out of hand, that your customer start screaming, or your team is in the firing mode, and you're trying to just solve the problem without knowing what the problems are. You don't know the root cause, and you start screaming in your building or office or from the customers, and then you finally like, oh my god, we need to do something, right? So what is the solution? Let's talk about a little bit about the foundations of observability. It's a fancy word, but it is very important to understand. So I will explain this, that it's basically a journey, not a destination, because whether you create applications in any environment, you make it on the production, it will break at some time because you will do a customization of code also. So it will break, there is this big chance, but you will fix it and you will try to solve what, or find out what the root cause is, doing the root cause analysis, and after that it will happen again. But it's like a never ending cycle. And you need understanding of observability, and the three pillars are like logs, metrics, and traces. So this is very important to know, at least on the ground level, what you are looking into it for your application. Just simply looking one or two of it may or may not solve all the problems, so you need a better understanding like how they are working together. And then the question comes is like finding a complete observability stack. So let's talk a little bit about Grafana. So I would say Grafana use case in the market in general is known as a visualization tool. It does not solve the problem. It's a tool which gives you that visualization experience, right? It is available on all platforms, and you can connect the source of data to Grafana, and it will give you that in a nice visual format. And the question is like how you can make your own observability stack, right? Because, okay, you know Grafana. Raise your hand if you have used Grafana. Very nice, a lot of it. So you probably know that this this visualization layer, this is the dashboard, which is connected to your data sources of any kind, right? And that is coming from your environment. But here at the bottom, we have this composable open source stack, and you can use any of your choice. So we call it like LGTM, looks good to me. And you can read like it's we have for logs, visualization, the main Grafana, tracing, and metrics for either Mimir or Prometheus. But you can use like OpenTelemetry nowadays, or you can use any tool of your choice. It will still work. And with that, you can do more and more. You can observe the area which you are looking for, either is it performance testing or infrastructure observability, and so on. Then, since we are talking about containers, so the next tool is known as cAdvisor. How many of you know about cAdvisor? Okay, a few. Nice, very nice. So basically, cAdvisor, known as Container Advisor, basically its main job is to give you that observability or monitoring experience for your containers, because the common mistake which everyone thinks like, hey, we can get the metrics via Docker Engine, but Docker Engine give you the information only of the Docker itself, not the container itself, while the cAdvisor gives you much more deep down what's going on in that particular container, how many process, the number of memory they are using, and so on. So this is a big difference, and this difference will come handy, and we will have a live demo of it as well. Let's go in metrics or demo part. So I think this is big enough for now. So one thing which we can also do is that Docker has a built-in command called docker stats. So it can give you also that live information of the container, how they are working internally. And this is like a runtime, but the problem is that this is only visible on your screen, but you cannot share it with others. So there's this limitation within the core Docker path. So to overcome this limitation, we can use cAdvisor. So cAdvisor comes with this integration, integrated web UI. So if we do very quickly, so this is the cAdvisor default web UI. And as you can see here, it has a Docker container path. And if I just say, like, I just want to even visualize how the Grafana container is doing, so I can get all these live data here and view it and understand, okay, how the performance is going on. And the one limitation here is as well, because since it is limited, so it's it does not store anything, right? So you need a solution. And the best way here is to use the Prometheus. So if you hook up the cAdvisor data into Prometheus, and then visualize in Grafana, then you can have the data which is stored in a particular place. You can view the historical data as well and the live data as well. So in Grafana, this is how it will look like. So now you have a complete overview of all your containers. So you can see here that they are telling you all the information. And this data is coming from cAdvisor. So you can see here, for example, this graph tells you like how much currently the, I believe this is the CPU usage is done. So currently cAdvisor is using a bit, and as the other services which are listed here. So this is the very useful and productive way to get more information about your containers, because you will have some application which may behave and you do not know what's going on, so you can get this visualization layer. Then the next question is about logs. Obviously, logs is very important. As someone who has also been in the Linux world, I love viewing logs, and they tell you the more information, like what happened, something crashed or out of memory, and so on. And yeah, in the IT world, we say like the customer may lie, but logs don't lie. So logs are very important. And for logs, I think that for me, the default choice is to go for Loki. It's again an open source. But the cool thing about Loki is that it can accept from everything. So you can use Loki if you want to visualize log for Linux, for database, for Kubernetes, something on Windows, which I'm not very fond of. But yes, there it is. So yeah. And it has also an API, so you can use Loki with call the functions with API and view it in a JSON protocol format. And in Loki, you need an agent. An agent can be of your choice, independent, your own freedom. So you can use, like, for example, Promptail is or Grafana Alloy is from Grafana, but you can use FluentBit, Logstash, and you have probably heard of like ELK stacks or Splunk or Elastic, and they also use Loki as a top layer for the visualization. So you can build your own choice of tool with Loki. There is no problem. And Loki, what it does the indexing of the timestamp, not the data or the information in the log line. So it also saves a lot of disk space, which is very vital when it comes to logs. On the cloud side, they are big. So it has like one key advantage that is good to know. And to view the demo, so here I have logs as well. So now if I, so I'm using Loki with Promptail, with Grafana Alloy, and I can view all the logs. So you can see like here we have a very nice visualization layer, and it's already shows like something was bad, so it is highlighted in red. Good are in greens, unknowns are always in like gray. So you can get all the information in a single place. So there's also one part which is tracing. You can use tracing as well to get this. Since it is due to time limitation, I'm just sending this link here. You can take a screenshot, or at the end you will get all the content. I will share the code. But with this demo, which is I linked here, what you can do basically, yeah. So you can get the whole experience. So not only you can just use for logs and metrics, you can use tracing and profiling as well. So once you have an application, you can get all of this data in a single place. And you can, again, choose the tool of your choice. You can use Prometheus or ELK stack, whatever, and just use Grafana as a visualization layer. It works fine. So this is what the whole picture looks like. And the final takeaways for me will be like, the OSS part, because I love working on OSS, and since there are many tools available on the open source platform, so try to use it. Community is a very backbone, because most of these tools are come from the community side, and also the new features which they request via GitHub or so. And yeah, and the last but most important is like, you want a layer, a complete stack of everything. You don't want like so many applications which are scattered around and you have to connect one place to another. So you try to use a tool which can give you all thing in a single place. So that is very important and will be saving you a lot of time. This is the QR code. You can scan it, because I link all the documentation links and also that MLTP repo which you can use at home. It's basically a fun way to test out how Docker works. So yeah. And yeah, that's pretty much it. I have also just wanted to say that we have a Grafana booth here as well in the K block. So ask questions, get some swags, or just chat what you are working on in Grafana. We will love to know your feedback. So yeah. Any questions?
Apparently not.
Okay, then thank you. Thank you very much.